Blog Talk Radio.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if the seven sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life, your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come?
Welcome back to Keeping It Real with Cindy. I'm really excited. I know you guys are too, because
We have the amazing Pat Longo back. I always get excited when she's coming on the show. But for those of you that don't know Pat yet, Pat is a truly gifted natural healer, long-distance healer, spiritual counselor, teacher, past life regressionist. For the past 20 years, Pat has been committed to the healing of others. The energy that she channels through her body is from pure light and love. This powerful energy has been responsible for countless miraculous healings on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Clients are counseled to heal the heart through peace, love, and forgiveness. Long-distance healings are as effective as when done in person. Pat has channeled long-distance healings far as Australia, England, and all over the United States. These healings help to correct energetic imbalances and transform the entire energy system. The lectures and workshops she gives are designed to teach others how to heal their lives and their bodies by learning forgiveness and love of self. She teaches how to manifest positive and healthy relationships and to eliminate negativity from one's life using simple techniques. Many have developed their gifts of mediumship, healing, and divine guidance. You can find Pat, and I've put it into the chat room also, at www.patlongo.net. And what is not in her bio is that she's about to become a grandma again. So if her cell phone rings, she might have to leave on the drop of a dime. But I'm so excited for her. I'm a little envious, but I'm also excited. Hi, Pat, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm laughing about the grandchild comment. I actually just texted my son while I was sitting here letting him know that I'm on the radio, just in case.
You know me, I'm like with you on this. If I'm having a grandbaby, I'm out of here. And so if you should get a phone call, you know you have, you just leave. You just go do what
I know.
You
I'm bailing,
do.
Believe me. I will be bailing. I'm in charge of a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old when this thing goes down. So she's due next Saturday, but things have been moving this week. So it's kind of like day by day, minute by minute. I wait to hear whether I have to run out the door and grab the two little munchkins. So it's all good.
Yeah.
My son's at work. So if he's at work, then she's in good hands. She's safe.
Okay, good. That's a good thing.
We have tried so hard to get to this show between my laryngitis and I think my son was in the hospital, and then you guys had technical difficulties. So we've tried this 2 times. This 3rd time is a charm. So I'm looking forward to it. I want you to tell me somewhat about, you know, the series that you did before. Could you talk a little bit about it? And I don't know if people are tuning in for that or, you know, we were supposed to react immediately and it kind of didn't happen.
Well, and that's okay. You know, I always feel like things happen for a reason, and there were quite a few snafus, I call them, during this series that I was doing for the angel parents over St. Louis, or, you know, there's a different name that they have for it, but they're on Facebook, and there are quite a few of them that are showing up and calling and in the chat room. But we had some psychic mediums on that did some readings for these parents, and that's kind of why I called you. I wanted to do a healing session. I am also, because, you know, normally things like this don't happen this often during my shows, but we did. I couldn't even call in to one. It was that was the one that you were supposed to be on in.
Yes.
And there was some kind of an issue on Blog Talk, and it wouldn't allow me to call into my own show to bring it up. And so there is all of these things. So I'm actually working on trying to get another medium to come on to minimally talk to help parents understand what she gets when she pulls through the children that are on the other side, you know, kind of one of those, again, healing type of shows. But
okay.
It's
Do you have somebody lined up for it?
Well, I have someone in mind. I'm not going to bring up the name because I don't want anybody to get excited, but I'll tell you about it later, Pat.
Okay.
And I do, but, you know, I don't mind having even more shows because there's, in this particular group of parents, I want to say it was close to 18,000 people in this group that have lost their children, and I can't imagine a bigger heartbreak than to lose your child. I hope I never have to imagine that, but I will say that first show that got messed up, we had so much fun. I was nervous at first, but what ended up happening was I had questions in the chat room, and so I went with that, and we ended up, some of the parents called in, and we talked and got to know each other a little bit, and we had a really good time. And so it was not, you know, it was meant to work that way, I guess.
Okay, and I want to thank everybody that sent me healing because I'm sure it helped. I was totally, totally out of voice for several days. I mean, not even a sound of air would come out of my mouth. And then it was another, I would say, a week before my voice caught up. I had to go back to work. I had to take off for several days because I couldn't speak. But then when I could get something out, I needed to get back because you can only reschedule people so far. And when you're booked further out, you have nowhere to put them. So I was trying my days off and filling people in. And then by the end of a day, I was so strained by the time I finished with my clients, I myself could barely talk again. So it took a little bit of time to get the healing done. But if I had time to just lay down and rest and stop, not talk, I think I would have been better faster. But it all worked out well. And I would like to say that on the subject of loss, I have not lost a child, but I did lose a grandchild. And it's quite some time ago. I think we're going back 17 years when I lost that grandchild. And it would have been in line of my third grandchild. It's hard to go back that far because we're going 19 years from when they started. But my grandchildren were 8 months apart in the beginning. Each one was 8 months. So the first one came, the next one was 8 months later, and the next one was 8 months later. And then I believe Patrick would have been 8 months after that, and then the next one came in. So it was, the pain is always somewhere tucked in your heart. Okay, I can go back to that time, and I can certainly feel the pain of my child when she lost hers. So it can be brought up very quickly, but it does heal. It does heal, and it takes time. I've had a lot of loss. I've lost a mother, a father, a husband, a niece, a nephew, and my grandson, and then my husband. So I've had a lot of different degrees of loss, not a child, okay? And, there's a difference, I think, in each loss. There truly is. And, again, it depends. It depends. People lose moms and dads sometimes when they're very young. When a child could be 5, 6, 7, I just had a client pass on me, and I had a 5-year-old daughter left behind. So, again, there's all manner of degrees of loss. And then if you have a parent that I had in their 80s, both of my parents passed in their 80s, I know how lucky I was and grateful to have had that each and every extra day that I had my parents. So, again, I missed my mother and father terribly. I talked to my mother every single day. But the difference in the celebration of life at 84 and 86 in comparison to, again, a young child, or even, it doesn't matter what age child, it truly doesn't. The child could be 50 and the parent suffers the loss because they don't see the order of things. they feel that, you know, what child should go before a parent. And so for my mother-in-law, who's 91, losing her son was very more traumatic than I actually thought it would be, but it was very traumatic. And it still stays with her. So, again, it's hard to measure. It's hard to measure loss. You know, I've taught classes with, say, nine parents or couples that had each lost a child. And they were for all different reasons. One was drowning, and he was young. He was 7. One was cancer, and he was 19. And there were several suicides, one drug overdose, one questionable. And again, now we look at different circumstances around those. One was a husband and wife with another child. And then the other was a mother who was divorced, and she was the only child that committed suicide. So everybody, every set of circumstances is completely unique. And the grief is measured by that uniqueness. But again, I trained the people in my class, the ones that came to see me. They came from, I want to say there was a suicide group, some sort of a partner to Compassionate Friends, I think. And so quite a few of them got wind of me, and they started to come to my class. So all the parents kind of teamed up together, and they learned to channel each other's children. And that was the absolute amazing part. When they were in class, their kids were in class. And because they were in class together, their children met each other on the other side. And they began to, you know, one mom would be channeling the other woman's son. And it started to go around like that. And it became quite amazing. An amazing healing for all of them. And I'm happy to say that they all came out of it okay. Will that loss ever go away? No, it doesn't. And anybody that expects it to doesn't know what they're talking about. Doesn't go away, but it does get better. And that's all it does. And it's a time thing. You know, we hear that all the time. Time heals everything. You know, it actually does, because as time continues, if the parents choose to move forward, okay, that's a big if. If you bury yourself in sorrow and do not celebrate your child's life, and all you choose to do is mourn, then you will not heal anytime soon. But that's a free will choice. And, you know, I can kind of only relate it to my daughter, who has now, you know, moved forward and has 3 beautiful children. And we celebrate my grandson, even though no one actually met him. And again, here's another difference. He was brand new. He was newly born. Did it make any difference to my daughter? No. None whatsoever, you know. But, you know, somebody else who has a child for 2 years, and another one for 5, and then another one for 30. It truly doesn't make a difference in the loss. It's just different circumstances. And again, it's how you deal with it. And she was able, look, she struggled. Don't get me wrong. She struggled, I'm going to say, for 2 years. She was a mess. And, you know, it took her that long to come up for air and be able to begin to heal. And the grieving process is also different for each person. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. You know, people can't tell you how to grieve. You know, your heart grieves and your thoughts. But again, it's free will choice involved, and how much education you have and knowledge of being able to put things in a positive perspective as best as you can. One might be a child that suffers from an illness, and looking at that child and saying they're out of pain and they don't have to suffer anymore. So that's, again, that's one side of the coin. You know, there was a little boy, and since you've had mediums on the show talking about this, there was a little boy, and he was the one I mentioned that drowned with the parents in my class. And when he first passed, now this was back when, let's just say, the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo, this was her first group that I ever brought her to. I brought her to a family group at that home. She had no knowledge that a 7-year-old child had passed because her daughter was 7 at the time. So I did not want to frighten her, and I never give anybody information. I always keep it pure before I introduce somebody to a mediumship group. And that little boy, and this is for everyone to hear, this little boy came through so strongly, but he made a point to say that he would have died no matter what in a different way. And it was not as pleasant, okay, not that dying is pleasant, but the way that he went, which was drowning, in comparison to what he showed us, which, and I hate to even say this, but bound and bloodied in a trunk of a car. So, and it was a fear that the parents had, because he was so outgoing and so cute and always walked off and talked to people. And it was something that they feared because he was way too friendly. And he also moved around too much. So they had to constantly keep their eye on him. So he brought that through, and he showed that this is how it would have been because this was my time. And nobody likes to hear that. Nobody, no parent, not even an adult that loses husband. Nobody wants to hear this was my time. Okay, they don't, because they don't believe it and they don't want to believe it. But he came through with that information on that night, and I remember the faces on the parents, and I remember them expressing their concerns about thoughts that they always had that something terrible like that would happen to him. They would thought that he would get kidnapped. And he has since, on the other side, become almost like a little guide with Teresa. And he helps children to cross. And whenever there's especially any kind of a drowning or anything, he's always right there. And, you know, he comes through to her when she's doing readings with children that have passed. He's quite an amazing little soul. And I'm sure, again, that all of these children, especially the ones that go so young, that pass so quickly, have such big jobs on the other side. Yeah. And
I'm glad you brought that up, because I always felt like the children, or everyone on the other side, not just the children, come back to help in the best way that they can. Other people,
they all,
you know,
have
help
jobs.
With crossing. Yeah.
Yeah. They all have jobs, and some check people in. Some, again, help others to guide, and they help them to acclimate into their new surroundings. And I can tell you another story. This was related to Kim Russo many, many, many years ago, early on in the beginning of her career as well as a medium. I remember that she told me she read parents that lost a 5-year-old, and I cannot tell you what the circumstances were. I have a feeling the child might have been ill, but she said it was the first time that spirit transported her during a reading to a huge playground on the other side. And she said there were children laughing and playing and dancing and jumping rope, and there were angels on every corner of that field. She said it was like a huge field, and they were having such fun. And, you know, she said, and I felt it. She said they brought me right there and stood me there in the middle of it to see this little girl, and to be able to tell her parents that she was living an amazing life on the other side.
That gave me chills.
Yeah,
that gave me chills. It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And I hear these stories all the time. You know, I train mediums, even though I'm not one, which is always peculiar to everyone. But it's just a more of a knowing that I have to say the right thing. And so I train them, and I hear them all the time. Such magnificently gifted people. And when children come through, again, it doesn't matter the age. When children come through, they have amazing things to say. And I might have mentioned this to you on another show. I'm not sure. I know I did it on a live show once. It has to do with Sandy Hook, and I'm careful about bringing it up because it was, again, such a horror to have so many children cross in such a terrible way. And, again, I have mediums all over, and I had one of them in Connecticut who lived very close, 15 minutes out. Her children didn't go to that school, but she woke up that morning, and she sat upright in a panic not to send her children to school. She didn't know why, but she just had this awful fear of not sending her children to school. And again, she wasn't in the same school. But it came back to me through other mediums that these children, when they lost their lives, and the parents, the adults, the teachers that went with them, they were seen walking into the light, and they were heard, the children were heard giggling that they had completed the mission that they came here for. And again, for those listening, it's hard to take in. It's truly hard to take in. But if those children had agreed to come here, to be a part of such a tragedy in a town, okay, because I believe the town was part of it too. I believe they all were involved with it together to try and help gun laws, okay. What more horrible thing could happen than to have children gunned down, okay, to help gun laws and mental illness, to address it properly. And I know that there are some parents involved there that had lost children. I know one in particular. She's out traveling all over, teaching. You know, she learned to heal as best she can by sharing with others and trying to make sense of loss. I know others that have written books, not on that particular subject, but another parent who lost a child, and she took her scientific mind, because she's left-brained, and she came to my class and learned to be right-brained and started channeling her child, but she was writing a book from her perspective of someone who is so scientific, which is, you know, it's tough to be science-minded and then hop into the right side of your brain and go to the intuition. But they all want to make a difference. One of them, whose son passed of leukemia, the parents were doing all kinds of fundraisers in his name. They would go to the hospital at Christmas and dress up as Santa and reindeers and give out gifts. It depends on what you want to do with it. Do you move forward? Do you celebrate? Do you carry that child's life on really keep him or her in the picture as best you can? Always celebrated. My grandson only lived several hours, but he's on everybody's Christmas tree. I have little bears with one has wings on it, and he's in the lineup with the rest of the kids. We all talk about him and celebrate him because that's how we chose to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're meeting, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I've heard stories too of parents that fulfill their child's bucket list if they knew what the child wanted to do, or they go to the places that the children loved because knowing that they would be with them and be celebrating at those places. And so there's so many ways. There's so many ways to celebrate your child.
It doesn't bring them back. And I've told that to people. I've said, I cannot bring your child back, but I can certainly help you to learn how to begin to listen and look for the signs. Pay attention, because they work really hard to show you signs of that they're there, that they're with you, that they're right there during every major celebration, right there during every pain and sorrow. They are always, always around, and they continue to grow. They continue to grow on the other side. And here's one. Well, I have so many things to say. My head is going in all different directions. But
okay.
I had, after my grandson passed, a man came to me just to be evaluated on whether or not he was crazy or whether he had mediumship abilities. And he was sitting in my living room at the time, and he had a clear view through my kitchen into my dining room. I was on the side, and I kept seeing him move his eyes away from me, and he kept looking in the dining room or through the kitchen. And eventually I asked him, what did he see? And he told me he saw a huge dog. And I happened to have lost a 170-pound English Mastiff. So he was like a pony, and he would lay under the dining room table. Now, he saw the dog, and he told me there was a little boy sitting on his back, and he described him to me. Now, my grandson was only about 7 hours old when he passed, but yet I saw him, and he, you know, he had a perfect cleft in his chin, and, you know, he had light coloring and more like his dad. And the man described a boy who was older, but he was about the age that my grandson would have been at that time. And then another child came with his mom, also for the same reason, to tell, you know, to find out whether he was imagining things or he was really seeing things. And don't you know, he keeps looking away from me, and he's looking towards the lounge chair. And I once again asked, well, do you see anything? And he described the little boy. He described his haircut, his hair color, again, the cleft in the chin. And then he said, my daughter, his mom, was upstairs, and she came downstairs to go into the kitchen and get something before she left for work. And my daughter has raven dark hair, like her father had dark hair, and she has really dark hair. I'm light. My children each got lighter as they were born. And my grandson was very fair. And what the little boy said was, when my daughter walked through the room and he didn't know who she was, the little boy got up and followed her. So, again, these are things that people see. My students have seen my grandson peek out from chairs, peek out from around a bookcase. It's incredible that, you know, they all see this. How could I doubt it? How could I possibly doubt it? You know, they describe things to me, and the child grows older. Even the little boy that drowned, he came to my class after my father died, and I was teaching a class. And the people in the class, a couple of them, saw a boy standing next to me, and he had died several years before. So he was like a little teenage boy wearing a suit. He was wearing a dark suit and sunglasses. And I made them figure out who he was. And different people found different things. They'd find drowning. They said vacation. Somebody got his name. So, you know, I knew who it was all along. But he was there in support of me, because my father passed. he wrote, had somebody write an automatic writing stating, it was a poem, and telling me to thank me for being with his parents, and that he was there to support me. So listen, to me, it's incredible. And I wish that everybody that had a loss could have the experiences that I have, so that they could recognize and realize that they're a heartbeat away. And that's it, a heartbeat away. They're right there. And I know I'm not even taking a breath here, but when we were talking about parents doing things, and you know, you mentioned the different things that the people you knew did, I have parents that, I have a family who went into Congress, like, to change laws on boating, and they one child was killed in a boating accident, and again it was irresponsible on the part of the person driving the other boat, and they got the Coast Guard, and I don't even know how far it's gone because it's like 10 years ago, but they got them to agree to put a certain kind of piping around the boats, almost like the necklaces, the neon necklaces we get when we go to a party from the DJ. And
mm-hmm.
it's a kind of a stripping that goes all around the boat because I'm not a boater, but what was explained to me is at a certain point in the evening or dusk or something, it's very hard to navigate and see things properly. There's quite a bit of an illusion out there on the water. So this is to identify and to be able to spot something that you cannot see. So they lobbied for that. The family of the little boy who drowned, it happened to happen in Pennsylvania, and they came from New York, and they went there. There were no lifeguarding rules there, no CPR rules where they were. The lifeguards had no education in this. And so, once again, they went and made a difference. They made a change for the rest of the children in the future. So,
right.
You know, if people can get behind that and see what they can do to change something, to educate people, to help the next person that's in a similar situation, it helps keep their child alive. You know, it makes their life really important when
right.
you pay it forward and try to help other human beings in a similar circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we all have a story to tell. You
yeah.
had to ask me some questions because I could just go on and on, switch my direction, do something.
I was going to ask you, we're not doing readings, Wayne. My lovely husband, Wayne, is in the background screening, which I absolutely adore him for doing that. It makes it so much easier. And would you mind taking a couple of calls?
Absolutely. No problem at all.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play a little disclaimer before we take a call because I think you guys
okay.
will like this. Hold on. It's only a minute and a half.
This broadcast is intended for spiritual development, entertainment, and educational purposes only. It is not a replacement for medical advice, legal advice, business, or financial advice from a qualified professional. This broadcast may present information that will change your mind. Please make backup copies of your mind before listening to this broadcast in case corruption should occur. Opinions and ideas expressed by callers and guests to the show are strictly their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the host. Any actions that you take based on things that you hear or think you hear on this show are strictly your own. You're a big boy or a girl. Learn to live with the consequences of what you do. No representation whatsoever is made as to the accuracy, political correctness, spelling, syntax, semantics, content, or meaning of any word, phrase, figure of speech, or expression in this broadcast. This program is directed at reasonably intelligent people of any age, and if you're not among them, life will be difficult. No electrons, protons, neutrons, or other subatomic particles have been knowingly harmed in preparing this broadcast. This copyrighted program may not be reproduced in any form, even if you have the express written consent of the Illuminati, the New World Order, the Vatican, Tweedledee, or Tweedledum. Listening to a disclaimer like this all the way to the end may have caused irreversible but not necessarily malign changes to your neural pathways. You may have rights not covered by this disclaimer, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Okay, so...
I'm hysterical.
I love that. A friend from years
I want him
ago,
to lower the music, though, because
I couldn't
get some of the things he was saying because it was too loud.
years ago, when I first started doing radio, this guy, Bob, made that for me, and I forgot about it. And I was going through some of my recordings, and I came across it, and I just laughed, and I thought, okay, I got to bring that back on the show again. But it was a gift, and so thank you, Bob.
Very funny.
But,
very funny. Very professional, but then it went a little haywire. yeah. into comedy. It was very nice. Thank you for the laugh.
So our first caller tonight is Karen. So I'm going to bring Karen on here. Hi, Karen.
Hello?
You're on the air with Karen. You're on the air with
Hi.
Cindy and Pat. How are you?
Hi, Karen.
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call, ladies.
You're welcome.
No problem.
I had a pretty devastating loss about 4 years ago, and I noticed health-wise, I just can't seem to get myself on track. I just
okay.
don't seem to have the same enthusiasm for my self-care. So I was hoping
okay.
maybe you could give me some advice.
All right. I will do the best I can. I lost my husband a few years ago, and, you know, I really truly made a choice at that point. I made a choice, do I, again, curl up in a ball and not move forward, not take care of myself? I could have definitely
mm-hmm.
done that. Or made the choice to continue forward, to move forward, to help others and to teach and do what I could. And I did. I cannot tell you that I didn't have some health issues along the way. And I'm a healer because I do believe that emotional trauma and upset create physical illness. So not knowing what your loss was, if you care to share, that's fine.
Significant other.
Okay, so we're kind of in the same boat. And, you know, I'm lucky, okay? I'm lucky I have, you know, 5 healthy children, thank you, God, and an abundance of grandchildren. And I miss my husband every single day at some point in time. I have, again, I've learned to take less time thinking about it. I used to give it a long time in the beginning, and then I would start to give it just 5 minutes. And now it's even less. And it's not that I've forgotten. Believe me, I have not forgotten, nor will you, or anyone else that has a love that's lost. But I work really hard in just spending a few minutes an evening on that topic, on the missing and the love and even chit-chat. I'll have some conversation about the kids or something like that, and I'll just throw it out there. And then when I'm done, I actually stop it and say, okay, that's enough time. That's enough tears. No more tears for me. And I'll turn over and I'll go to music. I'll completely change the concentration of what I'm thinking about. And it's an effort that I actually do. I make sure I do it, and it works perfect for me. But again, going back to the health thing, the more you grieve a loss, without, again, the celebration factor and the fact that you were lucky enough to have that person in your life for X amount of time, the quicker you're going to get sick, okay? You
okay.
have to kind of turn it around, all right? How old are you, Karen?
I'm 48.
Okay, so you have a lot of life ahead of you, God willing. I'm going to be 68 this year. But listen, that doesn't mean the doors are closed. It's not something that I think about actively, and I won't right now. I was with my husband for 45 years. And but do think to myself, if something sneaks up on me, then maybe it's meant to be. But I won't actively be looking at my age at this particular time. And not that I'm that old, because I'm not. I've got a long way to go and a lot to do.
Yeah, I'm certainly not looking either.
No, it's not something we want to even hear about. You know, mediums told me in the beginning, and they called me a widow. Or, you know, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was going to throw up. You know, don't call me a widow. What are you talking about? And, you know, I was highly offended, I might say. And then, you know, different ones along the way have said, well, there will be another man for you. You know, and I want to just block those words out. But I do recognize that life goes on and things do happen, and being alone isn't always so much fun, okay? It's not so much fun. I have a lot to fill my life with, but I still will have to go home by myself. Okay, so if an opportunity presented itself and I didn't see it coming, so I would say so it is. Okay, I would recommend the same for you. You don't go looking. You're still grieving. You still love your partner, and but you're young. You're young. You have a lot of time to go. So just, you know what? Yeah. I have found that our partners actually are the ones that place the people in our path for us to find and fall in love with. They do. They pick them out.
Yeah.
And
that will be interesting.
Yes, I'm sure it would be. But please understand that they see things very differently from the other side. Okay? They don't look at things the exact same way, and they know you well. So therefore,
yeah,
they do set it up. My niece lost her husband. That was my nephew that passed. And I brought a psychic in to see her, and a medium, and she told her that he was picking out her partner. And, you know, that was 13 years ago, and she's married, and she has 8-year-old twins, and, you know, from her new marriage, and his child was, she was 3 months when he passed. So she never met her dad, but they keep him alive. So there's two daddies, okay? We have, Daddy Michael, and, you know, there's two daddies going on out there. And it's, again, that celebration, once again. So as far as your health, you got to kind of get your own mental health in a better place about your loss. And you may find that you start feeling better. Do some meditation.
Yeah.
Get out there and to the beach, or get out in the woods if you love nature, and begin to appreciate everything that's around you. And you'll heal. I guarantee it. Okay?
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Karen. And, you know, that's just it, I think. It's a choice, and we have to sometimes push ourselves a little bit harder to go do something that will help to take our mind off of that place.
It's
you know?
An effort. Yeah, it's an effort that we choose to make. And that free will choice is always at play. And I will say everyone has to grieve. And my heart breaks for everybody out there listening that's had any kind of a loss. And, again, particularly a child, it always seems to be, it equates to a bigger hurt. And but there is help and there is healing. And if you have other children, and I'm going to bring this up, and I, again, hopefully not to offend anyone, but what I found with the people in my classes that had other children, those other children were kind of put to the side, and it wasn't deliberate. They were in such terrible grief. I had to talk to some of the parents and say, you have forgotten that they're grieving too, that they're a part of this. It was a loss for them as well. And it's really hard for those kids, the surviving children, to watch parents grieve so terribly and not be able to have that same ability to really bond with their other children.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's very important to anybody out there, it's very important to not overlook the children, the siblings that have, and again, it doesn't matter if they're little or they're older. I mean, they could be in their own 30s. I have people come to me all the time that have lost brothers and sisters and the grief that they went through. So you have to really pay attention and look around and try and remember to help those others by, again, I always celebrated and talked about my husband in front of the kids. We've talked about the grandchild. You know, we laugh and we talk, and I make jokes about Papa and things that he would say and do when the kids were little. And, you know, I keep them alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. I keep them alive in the hearts of those that aren't going to get to meet them. We have pictures
right.
of the kids that were born after him, and you know, we go. Oh, everybody knows who Papa is, and you know, I've mentioned on the show that I've got a granddaughter that sees my husband. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
She can see him, which is great for her.
Yeah.
So it is. Yeah, it is. It's great for her. That's exactly what I told her. How lucky you are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And an 8-year-old girl.
And he's
today.
Watching over her.
Yep. He absolutely is. He plays with a lot of them. He plays with a lot of them. They seem to play in early morning, dollhouses and all kinds of little things that the little ones do. So even those that didn't physically meet him are seeing him in a way that most of us can't. And I think it's great. You know, I think it's
and their little
great.
Minds are so much more open to that. But yeah. Okay, our next caller is Franny. So I'm going to pull Franny on the air. Hi, Franny. You're on the air live with Cindy and Pat.
Good evening, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Are you able to hear me?
Yep, perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I've had quite a few health issues. It's taken me years to be properly diagnosed by my particular doctor, and I've just recently undergone a fairly major operation. And, gosh, I don't even know where to begin. I'm trying to do the little Reader's Digest version for you here.
Well,
but
first hit me with the diagnosis. What's the diagnosis?
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy with an obstruction.
Okay, so what did they do to you?
I had to basically undergo a little bit of a heart dissection. They had to go in my heart and
mm-hmm.
remove the thickening of the muscle that had that was impairing the flow of blood within my heart. Pretty much all of my life, I've been extremely health conscious and physically fit, but there was always something just intuition about my own body. I just wasn't, and there was a lot of cardiac issues within my family. So I was tenacious. I just didn't stop. I sought out specialists, and lo and behold, found the right doctors and had my surgery in December. So I'm still recuperating from that. I've picked up some weight. I've had to change my lifestyle a great bit, and I probably need to get a little better with my eating habits, better diet, and try to focus a little more on exercise. You know, moreover, I am very centered with my life and being happy, and I'm pretty much an optimist, but I still have some lagging issues, and this is something that can continue on. Because unless you get a donor heart, these symptoms continue and
mm-hmm.
Can come back full force again. And it's not unheard of to have the same surgery multiple times. Hopefully I won't have to.
Okay.
But,
well, let's not plan on it, okay? Let's not expect it.
So I'm optimistic, but I still feel a little bit stuck.
Okay.
And I'm not quite exactly sure why, you know. I'm 54.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Well,
like
this
to...
is, if you were my client and you called in, first thing I would do is go trolling backwards and try to find the other emotional traumas. And I'd go way back. Your childhood. You know, people talk about genetic illnesses and we have heart stuff in our family, but I still have always found that disease or dis-ease is brought about by deep hurts and traumas and losses and guilts and shames and angers and things like that. Tough situations that take place that And when I think of the heart, especially you're telling me a thickening of the muscle, I think that it had to be something that truly affected your heart. Does that make any sense to you? I mean, affected your the emotions of your heart. Yes. Okay.
Absolutely.
So since I don't have an hour and a half with you, I would absolutely recommend that you get in touch with me and we do something about it. But you need some direction in being very careful with your words, watching your expectations, and like, for instance, anything you say from this point forward about this diagnosis, and I'm going to call it a diagnosis, please don't say you have that hypotropic or that whole big thing you said. Please just say, I was diagnosed with, whenever you have to say it, because thoughts become things and words make them even more powerful.
Yes.
The next thing that I would say is I would make a positive statement at the end of every what you feel is a negative statement. For instance, I woke up this morning and I felt so tired and lethargic. The next sentence should be, but it's getting better every minute.
Great.
Or I'm feeling stronger every second. Add a positive statement to what you're saying, and the universe will supply it, okay?
Exactly.
Instead of exercise, start with walking, even a short distance. Begin to walk. Start getting yourself walking. I'm telling you, it's an amazing thing. And you go half a block, and then you could go a block the next day, and maybe, you know, before you know it, you're walking a mile, et cetera, around the neighborhood. But that will go a long way in helping you with the diet aspect and the exercise. Okay? But patlongo.net, you can find me.
Yep,
okay.
Pat Longo. Thank you. I just put it in the chat room. It's patlongo.net.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Franny. I hope you feel better. I know you will.
I am going to feel better. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah,
she's
I'm
a good learner. I like that. Excellent.
Thank you, Franny. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you know we're about out of time. Although
yeah, I know.
Even though Pat has to leave, guys, I just thought I'd tell you if you're still on the phone line, I have a little time, so I'll pick you up after Pat's gone and we'll talk. But I am like, you know, it just seems like our time just goes flying
it
by.
It goes so fast.
I know.
It goes so fast. I feel like I just sat down. But listen, I am a library over here. It never stops crowding.
You have helped so many people tonight, I think, with what you've brought forward that they might not have known. I always call it the doors and windows on the side of that tunnel that they didn't see. So,
oh, God, there's so much more. There's so much
I
more
appreciate,
for them.
Yeah, I appreciate so much that you come on. And, again, guys, go over to patlongo.net, and I'll tell you, there's so much over there. She's even got some free meditations that can help, different healing meditations. So go over there and check it out. And if you want, you just heard how amazing she is, so you can set up an appointment too if you feel like you want some more.
All right,
but
you don't want my
you.
Head to swell, but thank you.
Well, it's okay. It's like you have
you think?
Such an amazing ability that your head can swell a little. And I wouldn't say
thank
that
you.
To everybody.
Well, I know. Thank you for having me and for asking me all the time. I was talking, and I'll say this really fast. I was talking quickly before at dinner, and I was explaining to my daughter the first show that I had with you again that involved a little baby, my grandchild, in my arms throwing up.
I remember.
But projectile vomiting across the room and down my pants and every place else.
I forgot about that until you just now brought it up. But I do remember that now.
Yes, it was the same family. It was their first baby. He's 4 years old. So, it just brought everything back because we're waiting for the next baby. And here I'm sitting on the phone with you again. And, here she just texted me. No need to alert anyone of anything, but I am having some light contractions.
Oh, no.
They
perfect
are no pattern and coming. That literally just came up while I was
sitting
here. Uh-oh, I think I might have a busy night, everybody. So, again.
So weird.
Thank you. Yes, that is bizarre. She waited for me to end the show. I love it. Okay, well, we'll talk again soon. And
okay.
Thank you for everybody that was listening. Thank you again. I love you and Wayne and that funny little broadcast that you put on.
Okay.
Okay.
Love you, Pat. Talk to you soon.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And so that is so funny. She's absolutely right. The first time she came on to my show, she was holding one of the babies, and they projectile vomited right during the show. And she's trying to talk, and she's got this vomit all over her. And now she's leaving to possibly have a new grandbaby tonight from the exact same daughter. How cool is that? And it is time for her to go, but I didn't want you guys to be left. So we do have a little more time. So I thought, you know, I'm not Pat, but, well, you know what? When Pat left, they dropped off. Well, I have one caller here, and I don't know who it is because my husband has not screened them yet. But, okay, so real quick, I'm going to tell you, tomorrow or next week, we have the amazing Corrine. She was just in the chat room, and we're going to have a really good time on that show, I think. I absolutely adore Corrine, and we can talk a little bit about her website and her plates. And so I think you don't want to miss that show. I'm trying right now to get another really amazing medium. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. I know I shouldn't say anything then, right? But if I can get that person, that's who we'll have on Tuesday. I also have somebody new coming on the show. His name is Jake, actually a friend of Pat's, and his name is Jake Cooper. And he's just one of these young guys that has a gift in all sorts of ways. He's a Reiki master. He's a certified hypnotist. He's a counselor in his real life, you know, not spiritually, but just a counselor for a hospital. He had a near-death experience when he was 5 years old, and that's when some of his gifts came into play. I think he's going to be an interesting interview, and it will be his first time on the show. And so with that, my husband just screened, and I don't know. Oh, they did drop off that call. But let's see. Who do I have? Just listening. And then the two that we already talked to. So I guess we'll call it quits. Unless they want to, like, be mean again, and you know me, guys. It's called Keeping It Real with Cindy, and I pull stuff on people all the time. So real quick, I've got right now Kathy and Deneen on the air so that I can say, hey, guys, thanks for calling in.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I really enjoyed, this is Kathy. I really enjoyed listening to her. I was hoping that she was, you know, going to talk to some of the other people. That's the reason I said, well, I would just listen. But I learned a lot from it tonight, too. So, you know,
she's always,
it was
amazing. And Deneen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I
did it to you again.
Hi, Deneen.
You know.
I know. You do that to me every time.
But what did you think of Pat? Isn't she amazing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
oh
like
my
she,
God. It's...
And I'm not kidding you guys. You should go over to her website. She's got so much stuff over there. Plus, like I said, the free meditations. Who can't use a free meditation once and again? And she does have meditations too.
Yeah, because she's the one that has been mentored me, and I, you know, need to get back into her classes and everything. And I'm actually thinking about traveling to go see her, you know, eventually, you know, to go to one of her classes, you know, to where I could actually be, you know, with her at that time. And it's But this was amazing tonight. I learned so much just from what she was saying, and I said, okay, some of the things that she said I'm actually doing, and it does make you feel better. You have that loss, but yet you can celebrate their lives as well. And
right.
I know that my gift has grown. It has grown since I had the heart attack, and then with my father's passing,
mm-hmm.
and everything. I'm remembering how he lived, not how he died.
Right.
So it's amazing.
And you know, that does come about that it gets to a point that they come to our minds when there's something that you know that they would have absolutely loved, and you're suddenly like, oh my gosh, I wish you could be here with me. And it's more of a positive thing than all of the negative, depressing things, you know, the missing and all of that. But, I do believe that when we reach out to help other people in these types of situations where we're hurting and, you know, we're celebrating our loved one that we've lost by reaching out to someone to try to help them that had a similar issue or whatever, that it actually helps us to heal. It helps us.
It sure does.
Yeah. And so I always recommend that. It's like when you're sitting there and you can't stop thinking about them, reach out, start hunting for someone that you can talk to that maybe is struggling, that you feel, and we all have intuitive abilities, that you feel
mm-hmm.
is struggling in a similar way. And, you know, not only will you make a new friend, but just talking to that person, because sometimes I think we talk in a different way to other people than we do to ourselves. You know,
exactly.
So if we're sitting,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we're not our own best friend the way that we are for other people. So when we start being that best friend, which sometimes requires another person, we start listening to what we're saying to them, and it's easier to apply to ourselves and
exactly.
to our own life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to thank both you, Kathy, and Deneen for calling in and listening on the show. And I want to thank everybody that was in the chat room. My sister's in there, Cheryl. Diane Hamilton is in there as usual. Ken.
Hey, Diane, Cheryl.
My website person. I have a guest in there. I have Spiritually Happy. I don't know her real name. But we also had Corrine in here earlier. And also a thank you to all of the callers. And I think we've dropped everybody at this point. But I'm gonna say goodnight, Kathy, Deneen. Thanks again,
okay.
girl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. And I'm going to play a song. It's not going to be a Key West musician song again this week. I think I'm going to play Return to Innocence as we end the show tonight. Don't forget, if you haven't yet, to go over to Facebook, and I have a wall over there called Keeping It Real with Cindy Radio. So go over if you haven't, join the group. It's a private set wall, so no one sees what you're posting other than the people that are members. My members wanted it that way, and I didn't do this for a popularity contest, so it's just us. Anyway, for now, I'm going to say goodnight. Thank you again. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. And I'll see you next week.
Hi, oh, hi, oh, hi, oh.
and on.